USA Radio News.
The boyfriend of missing college student Molly Tibbetts is speaking out for the first time. Jack Dalton believes the doors were left unlocked around the time of her disappearance. He also said he's going to let the authorities do their part.
Leaving it up to the law enforcement, try and figure that one out, and just don't want to go racking it through my brain thinking of what happened, just driving myself insane, because I know everybody else around here is, and you just got to lead by example and try to just let the law enforcement do their job.
Dalton was working in another part of the state and has been cleared and cooperative with authorities. That audio, courtesy of Fox News. Today is day two of Paul Manafort's trial, and in some shocking news, federal prosecutors said Rick Gates may not testify in the trial of his former business partner, Manafort. Gates oversaw some of the financial dealings and was expected to be a key witness for the government. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
A monthly gauge of the nation's job market finds it booming. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes breaks it down.
The Wednesday report released by the private payroll firm ADP shows the economy added 219,000 private payroll jobs last month, and that's more than 20% above what analysts were predicting. It's also the biggest one-month gain since February in the ADP survey. That's when private sector employers created 241,000 jobs. The government's full employment report is due out on Friday.
According to a new YouGov survey, 41% of Americans believe the press treats President Trump unfairly, while 32% believe it treats him fairly. The survey found that 14% of respondents said the media treated President Trump very fair, and 18% said more fair than unfair. On the other hand, 15% said Trump was treated more unfair than fair by the media, and 26% said the media has treated President Trump very unfair. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Shortly after the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd and one of the victim's fathers urged lawmakers in Florida to pass the Coach Aaron Feist Guardian Program. What the program does is train retired law enforcement, people home from the military, veterans, or anyone who's interested in protecting students. Some of the first members of the Guardian Program are trained, and Judd joined Fox News to talk about the program and just exactly what everyone went through.
144 hours of training. Do you know only 13% of the people that applied made it through the program? That's how tough it really is. And we're going to make these schools even safer. And this is only the last best chance to protect our children in the event the active shooter makes it through all our other layers of security.
Judd then explains what the armed citizens will be doing.
What they will be doing is wearing a uniform. They'll be armed with a firearm, and their job is to interact with the children during school. If they see something, hear something, they say something. Their job is to make sure that the school is secure and to be there. If the horrible, evil event occurs where an active shooter shows up on the campus with a firearm to hurt our children, they are to run to them and shoot them graveyard dead.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.